We'll review the risk factors for scleroderma-associated pulmonary hypertension. So typically the temporal risk factors here are older age at scleroderma onset, long-standing disease duration. Other comorbidities include patients with limited cutaneous systemic sclerosis, patients who may have telangiectasias, evidence of severe digital ischemia, or severe Raynaud's phenomenon. In terms of the serologic biomarkers, the ANA pattern can be important in determining risk for pulmonary hypertension, and here particularly the nucleolar pattern is of importance. The anti-centromere antibody as well, which usually indicates limited scleroderma, also puts a patient at risk for pulmonary hypertension. In terms of lung function, declining or isolated decline in DLCO is also a risk factor. In terms of patients with lupus, typically, we see this later on in the disease when a patient has had long-standing disease. Comorbidities here include Raynaud's phenomenon, evidence of different antibodies, including antiphospholipid antibody and anti-RNP antibody, which can sometimes indicate mixed connective tissue disease, anti-endothelial cell antibody, and a SSA antibody. Some other risk factors for pulmonary hypertension include serositis or history of pericardial effusion. We've taken a closer look at CTD associated with PAH. Now let's review best practices in screening CTD patients for PAH.